do in the United Church are, well, usually with small children, babies, actually, typically. It is such a joy for us to welcome the newest members of our community of faith when they are first born. In fact, we just heard the news this week that Rona and Lily Panton have just welcomed a new grandchild. Willow Rose was just born, the new daughter of Giles, who grew up in this congregation. Yay. And it's a special joy for us to welcome and celebrate with those who have already been with us for many years, as is the case of our three new official members, and are experiencing new life and renewed faith, and are taking one more step along the way of faith with us. Different kinds of new life, with different flavors of joyful celebration, but delight and merriment in all cases. In our Bible, we have four distinct versions, four different books, about the life and teaching and the death and resurrection of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sounds like a band, but it's not. We call them Gospels, meaning good news. The good news according to Matthew, the good news according to Mark, according to Luke, according to John. And the Gospels have many events in common, but they each bring a different perspective and emphasize different details and events. Sometimes they contradict each other, like eyewitnesses do. And they weren't actually eyewitnesses. They were written out of the communities that developed in the years and generations after Jesus. They come from different witnesses, different communities within the Christian family. And this year, for the church geeks among us, we are in year A. We are focusing on the Gospel of Matthew. And so a few minutes ago, we heard Bev read Matthew's account of the first time Jesus' disciples heard the incredible news that Christ is no longer in the tomb where they thought he was, because he is no longer dead. He has been raised. Now, Matthew's version of the story is the only one that includes an earthquake. Apparently, that's how the stone was rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. I bet you there were some other rolling stones, too. In the other Gospels, they don't mention how the stone was rolled away. It remains a mystery. We also hear about angels and messengers in Mark and Luke, as well as Matthew, as we just heard. But John's Gospel doesn't mention any heavenly messengers. We each experience death in different ways. And we also experience resurrection from our own different perspectives, just as each of those four communities did. And resurrection doesn't come easy any more than a new birth does. All of the young mums and dads here, and those of us that remember, know that the birth of a baby is, of course, well, generally, if all is mostly well, brings great joy. But it also brings fear and frustration and confusion and exhaustion, right? Willow Rose and her mom and dad and grandparents will have lots of worry and exhaustion and frustration and mystery to go along with their immeasurable joy and happiness for her new arrival. When the women at the tomb and the rest of the disciples heard news of resurrection, they didn't just celebrate right away. It freaked them out. They were afraid to believe it and confused about what to do. New life is complicated because it transforms us and it demands change from us, not only in how we see the world, but also in how we live the rest of our lives. The earliest followers of Jesus navigated their own fear and skepticism to find a hope that transforms the world, but not right away. As our moderator has said in her Easter message, the good news isn't just a news item, a headline, and official report. It's a lived experience. So at Easter, and really throughout the rest of the year, because every Sunday, that's why it's called Sunday, is a little Easter celebration, a resurrection day. So throughout the year, and especially at Easter, we celebrate the risen Christ and the community that continues to share the light, the good news. We live into what it means to be an Easter people, people of hope and new life. And can you think of a time and a world that needs that more than now? Our celebration of Easter today is just the beginning of our joyful celebration over the next 6 weeks and throughout the year, as we celebrate the good news of resurrection and the implications for our lives. Because it's not a simple thing to affirm that life comes out of death. It's not easy to trust that resurrection is real, even though it's spring and we see signs of it all around us. It's still hard. In the midst of violence and injustice, of grief and pain, it's hard to believe in new life and resurrection. This is extraordinary, outrageous, and fantastic truth of our sacred story. In the midst of grief and trauma comes the startling revelation that Christ is not dead in a tomb. Christ is risen. After the events of Holy Week, the disciples were devastated. They are in the midst of full-blown grief and disbelief and shock, and into the heart of that grief came the stunning revelation. Life has overcome death. Love has won out over violence, and God's faithfulness will build them up once again. God's love will bind them together. Is this possible in our lives? We affirm with our siblings throughout the world and across the centuries, yes, it is possible. It is happening. Come and see. Friends, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.